Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I think it's common cause that South Africa's municipalities are facing immense challenges, from governance issues to severe financial stress, all of which are undermining an ability to deliver basic services and support economic growth. Now, a new report from the Bureau for Economic Research's Mpumelelo Growth Lab lays out key recommendations to reverse municipal decline, including curbing political interference, empowering national government to intervene in failing municipalities, and also addressing skill shortages, all big asks. Well, I'm in conversation now with Dr. Roy Haverman, senior economist at the lab. Roy, a very warm welcome to you. So maybe give us a brief overview of the key findings from this report and what they reveal about the state of South Africa's municipalities. Is it as bad as conventional wisdom would suggest?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to your listeners. Unfortunately, yes, it is almost as bad as conventional wisdom would suggest. I think one of the big things that we flag is a decline in real spending on infrastructure, which I think any of us that have driven around the roads in South Africa would be able to see in real life. And there's we have a report, a graph in our report that shows the same thing. The slow decline in infrastructure spending, slow decline in overall spending, and of course then the emergence of big problems like in water and electricity reticulation and so forth. And this together paints a picture of municipalities that are not doing very well at the moment. And as we argue, and as you said in your introduction, are becoming quite a drag on economic growth. Mm.
Political interference in municipal failure is nothing new in South Africa. Is there anything specific in your opinion, in the report's opinion, that can be done to reverse this in the short term? Or are we so far down the line here that it's going to be very difficult to effect any meaningful change?
Very simple things can be done in the short term. One of them, for example, is to separate out the role of the mayor and the MMC or the member of the Municipal Council for Finance more clearly. So at the moment, the mayor tables the budget, and that creates a whole bunch of complexities. Imagine if Jacob Zuma was allowed to table the budget during the Jacob Zuma years, for example. And you very clearly separate at a national level the role of the executive, the mayor, or the president, and the role of the finance function. And that creates the first step in improving financial governance, because it creates a natural tension between the two roles. At the same time, as we argue in the report, and we've done a bit of research on this, I think no surprises here, there are a number of gaps in the finance function. So many municipalities don't have CFOs with the right qualifications. So those are the sorts of things that can be done in the short term and quite immediately.
All of this, of course, predicated on an appetite for change. And Roy, you will agree with me that entrenched positions often create an environment of comfort on the one hand, but also it can be very lucrative for people who are going to win tenders.
Absolutely. So we've obviously seen a lot of reports about corruption at municipal level. And it's quite a big problem, as we all know. I'm very pleased that the president has decided that Operation Vulindlela will be picking up on municipal reforms and focusing particularly on the role of cities in driving economic growth as part of Operation Vulindlela's second phase. So there's appetite at the top, but like you say, the real problem is actually appetite at the municipal level. And there are many patronage networks in these particularly rural municipalities, which does make reform quite difficult. So simple things, like I said, maybe separate out the finance function more clearly, having highly skilled CFOs that have the right qualifications, etc. They're steps towards fixing the problem. And I think it's a big problem, but it is a step.
Why would a highly skilled CFO want to go into the public service, given the myriad difficulties and also the ability to earn more money in the private sector?
Yes, so that is actually one of the things we raise. It's simply a salary problem, that it is very difficult to attract people of the right salary level. You're looking for a chartered accountant, and I have been involved in municipalities even in the Western Cape, and it's quite interesting that the further and further you get away from Cape Town, particularly towards Beaufort West, etc., it's very difficult to attract skills in these very rural parts of the country. There are models of doing that. Interestingly enough, under some of the municipal interventions, You now have CFOs or senior finance people that are working via MS Teams or Zoom, but that doesn't is not perfect, but it is a step in the right direction. But you do have to think, I completely agree with you, you have to think very carefully about how do you get those skills into these municipalities.
One of the other recommendations is to give national government clearer powers to intervene in failing municipalities. All well and good, but what would this look like in practice, and how do you then extract national government from the process, and at what point?
Yes, yeah, so there was a very important judgment a few years ago called the Lekwa judgment, which actually the court found that National Treasury, if the Provincial Treasury didn't do its job, National Treasury was required to do its job under the Constitution, which is to actually put municipalities in under administration if they were failing to deliver on their objectives, and particularly their financial objectives. That has put the fire under the system too, because the Constitutional Court has now been much harsher on this and said it is your responsibility. However, the lessons from many interventions, and we cite a report by the Public Affairs Research Institute where they did analysis of a number of different interventions around the country, is that they haven't all worked particularly well. One of the problems is that the administrator doesn't have final power and is often actually still tussling with the mayor or the council for the exercise of executive powers. And often those executive powers are things like controlling of the bank account, which is obviously a huge source of corruption. So that's a thing we recommend to try and improve.
And all further complicated by unworkable coalition governments and hung councils.
Absolutely. So, you know, and to my earlier point where the mayor tables the budget, in a hung council, sometimes the mayor is, I think in Johannesburg at the moment, the mayor is from a single party and so doesn't actually have broad support because there's only one person from one party. That's how bad the hung council is. It makes it very, very difficult to actually affect any change. And so one of the things we recommend is to improve the roles and responsibilities between the council and the administration.
Just a final one. Does the report in any way reflect on many councils' inability to spend correctly and sufficiently on infrastructure build?
Yes, so it does flag the decline in infrastructure spending that has happened over the last number of years. And the one big thing it highlights is this National Treasury's reforms to trading services, which is seems like quite a simple idea, but it's not being implemented, and Treasury is trying very hard to get it implemented, is that, for example, City Power should have enough money to cover their current expenses and their infrastructure build expenses. In many cases, the metros are not giving their power and water utilities actually enough money to do their jobs. And so one of the things that they're trying to do is actually to force them to ring fence those accounts and to run them as separate entities, which was originally the idea, but didn't quite work out in practice. And that's one of the big shifts that is now happening over the next few years.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks, Dr. Roy Haverman. Thank you, senior economist at the Mpumelelo Growth Lab, all part of the Bureau for Economic Research.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.